So The Art of Love and Relationships, Volume 1. And I want to kind of talk about trust, right? So trust is foundational in any really given relationship. So when you talk about how well you trust the person that you're with, that means that you trust their ability, their reliability, their truthfulness, their transparency, and just in general, them being able to show up on a consistent basis for you. So that's not only the physical showing up for you, but also the emotional showing up for you. And a lot of time within relationships, in just life in general, it's very difficult to open yourself up to the possibility of being hurt by someone else. And when it comes to being in an active relationship with someone where certain levels of emotional vulnerability is required, it's very difficult for people to kind of open up to a certain degree to that possibility of like really allowing someone else to know their vulnerabilities, the things that they may be embarrassed about, their shame, their inconsistencies, because of the fact that you really don't know what that person would do with that information, right? And with that being said, it is vitally important that relationships build a strong foundation of trust and understanding and respect. And in doing that, the best course of action is to make sure that you create a space of non-judgment and also non-judgmental conversations within your relationship. So that space needs to be a space, and it could be a physical space, it could just be an emotional space, but it still needs to be a space where both parties can come together and openly talk about how they really feel about just any given topic, right? And in those moments shouldn't be like, I would say, preference with the idea of any type of criticism or contempt or defensiveness or stonewalling of any kind at all, right? Because a lot of those particular tendencies lead to negative conversations, right? And it's important for individuals to be able to relay their message on how they feel in a situational standpoint and not how a person makes you feel, per se. So doing that takes practice, right? That's the other point of this conversation in general. But when we come back to the idea of trust in a relationship, it's important for individuals to be trustworthy, right? And that means evaluating how well you uphold your end of that trust in your relationship. So that means that if your partner tells you something, if your partner wants you to do something, it's important for you to be able to show up and execute on a consistent basis so that that person builds and gains and maintains trust for you in that relationship, right? So once trust is broken in a relationship, that does not necessarily mean that you cannot rebuild trust or trust can't be regained, but it does mean that specific actions have to be taken in order for two people to be able to trust again, right? So it's vitally important that trust, that respect, that mutual admiration is consistently maintained within any given relationship. But you also have to understand too is that when you get into like relationships with other people, that trust is a requirement, right? Like you have to be able to have a high level of trust for that person in order to open your emotional door to that person so that person can truly understand you, who you are, what you stand for. And in doing that, they give that person information on how to navigate themselves in that relationship as well with the person that they also love, right? But both parties definitely have to do that, right? They definitely have to open themselves up from an emotional and physical basis to maintain the longevity of the relationship. So love and relationship part one is essentially about trust and how trust affects your relationship. So like the video, make sure you share it, like it, and I'll see you guys next time.